From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Governor Gavin Newsom today shared some good news regarding the efficacy of California's shelter-in-place rules at slowing the spread of COVID-19.
Let me give you a sense of optimism in terms of the curve in California bending. It is bending, but it's also stretching, and I want to make that point and that distinction.
That means that while the rate of new coronavirus cases is not growing too fast comparatively, cases could continue for a long time. As of late this morning, according to the San Francisco Chronicle, there are 16,521 confirmed COVID-19 cases statewide. That's up over 1,000 from yesterday. Here in the Bay Area, there are 3,854 confirmed cases. That's up just over 100 from yesterday. The number of patients hospitalized in California because of the coronavirus continues to steadily rise. Bay Area counties announced today that district schools will not reopen this academic year. In a press release, San Francisco Unified Superintendent Vincent Matthews said, quote, "I want to be clear. The 2019-2020 school year has not ended. Learning will continue to the greatest extent possible through both digital and non-digital interactive teacher-led learning," unquote. BART and San Francisco's Muni are cutting service because of lower ridership due to the coronavirus crisis. KALW's Sarah Lee Sterland reports.
San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency is stripping down its Muni bus service to just 17 lines it deems essential for workers to get across the city. On its blog, the agency said these routes will still provide service within 1 mile of all San Franciscans and continue to serve San Francisco's medical facilities and the people who need public transit most. Meanwhile, BART will be reducing its service to only run trains every half hour starting Wednesday. I spoke with Bob Allen, transportation justice advocate for the Oakland nonprofit Urban Habitat. He says research shows that about a third of essential workers in the Bay Area use public transit to get to work. He understands that transit agencies are trying to balance public health needs with service, but the question is how seniors and people with disabilities will get around right now. I'm Sarah Lee Sterland for KALW News.
And the California Judicial Council met yesterday and set standards for how courts should operate during the COVID-19 emergency. KALW's Precious Green has more.
Courts around the Bay Area have been changing their procedures to minimize health risk, but it's made for a confusing patchwork of policies from county to county. So the Judicial Council of California met on Monday and approved emergency rules for new court procedures across the state. Now, courts will not order or enforce any evictions, regardless of cause. They will also suspend judicial foreclosures. The only exception is for public health and safety. And the council is getting rid of bail for most misdemeanors and lower-level offenses. It didn't change bail settings for those charged with violent crimes or higher-level felonies. Courts will also be allowed to conduct pretrial proceedings like arraignments via phone or video with a defendant's consent. All of this is part of ongoing efforts to minimize the risk of exposure to coronavirus. The emergency rules will remain in effect until 90 days after the state of emergency ends. I'm Precious Green for KALW News.
Find more regional news at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.